que pasó. Dalo bien. No sé lo que pasó. Am I doing enough for my people? Am I doing enough? Am I doing enough para la gente?
Para la gente.
Para mi gente.
Para la gente.
Para mi gente.
Para mi gente.
This is Radio Free Aslan, broadcasting from occupied territory.
Hello again. My name is Ernesto Todd Morales, and this is another production of Radio Free Aslan by the Chicano Development Center. Today, we will be talking with Dolores Huerta, one of the founders of the United Farm Workers, the first chief negotiator for that union, and in reality, for farm workers all over the United States. Dolores is about to celebrate her 80th birthday on August 13th, and in celebration of that celebration, a huge music concert in Los Angeles is being broadcast live online across the country. In addition to information about where local listeners can see that concert, Dolores also talks with Radio Free Aslan about her feelings on Arizona, organizing, and the necessity of collective action.
We're having this great celebration and one right there in Lansing, Michigan, which is going to be streamed from California. Concert with Carlos Santana, Zach de la Rocha, Lila Downs, Culture Clash, Peter Escobedo, and then we're also having with us Danny Glover, Ed Begley Jr., Martin Sheen, Jackie Guerra, and many other celebrities. Hilda Solis, the Secretary of Labor, is going to be there with us also. She's going to be taking a day off her vacation to come and celebrate with us. And so it's going to be a great, great evening with Carlos Santana and Peter Escobedo, Lila Downs, Zach de la Rocha, and Culture Clash is also going to be there with us. So it's going to be a great evening, and we're going to stream it right there into Michigan. And we want people to join everybody. It's 2510 West Michigan Avenue from 8 o'clock to midnight. That's 2510 West Michigan Avenue from 8 to midnight. And, you know, and the theme of the concert is to, number one, organize. We want people to start organizing at the grassroots level, because that's the only way that we're going to be get the progressive agenda that we need, which of course includes a legalization program under the Immigration Reform Act that we want to get, the DREAM Act for students that are undocumented to be able to get not only into college, but to get the kind of funding that they need so that we don't lose this brain drain, you know, from our young Latino students. Equality marriage, which is a big one that we need to really support our LGBT community on. Of course, the environment. You know, we've got this the hottest summer ever in the history of our country, and we're all cooking, and we've got to stop that. And we've got to really support the environmental movement on that. And, of course, we've all got to be out there and stand up for women and their rights, right, for equality and for gender balance and to end domestic violence. And then, you know, and we can go on and on. But these, the peace movement, that we all have to come together and end the military-industrial complex, okay? So anyway, we want people to join us and talk about bringing our movements together so we can all stand together, support each other, defend each other, and this is the way that we're going to be able to win on our various causes that we have together. And so we want to thank people out there in Michigan for supporting us and for joining us in our great celebration. We know what's happening in Arizona is a really big wake-up call for the Latino community, plus with Senator John Kyle from Arizona and Senator McCain, who are now saying, let's look at the 14th Amendment. What are they talking about, taking away the rights of children born in the United States of America? I mean, wait a minute. They passed the 14th Amendment to give slaves the right to vote. Now they're saying, okay, everybody can be a U.S. citizen except the Latinos. Let's put them back into the slave category.
Right.
We want their work. You know, we want them to pick our food and process and serve our food, but hey, we don't want them to be citizens or residents of this country. Let's put them back into a slave mode, okay? That's what John Kyle is talking about right now. You know, we want their labor, we want their money that they pay in taxes, we want their contributions to Social Security, we want all of the wonderful things that they bring us with the culture and food and family values, but hey, we don't want them to be residents or citizens of our country. And hey, and this goes further than that. It also talks about what are our foreign policies for Latin America? Should we continue to put the corn farmers in Mexico out of work by sending them our subsidized corn that comes out of our Midwest states? And so knock all those 8 million corn farmers out of a job, and then when they have to try to come north to survive and feed their families, we put them in prison, you know? These are our foreign policies. with the expansion of Walmart in Mexico and Central America that puts thousands and thousands of small shopkeepers out of jobs, right? And we take out the profits, we take out the natural resources, and then we leave people, displace them. And then when they have to come from these beautiful areas like Chiapas and Oaxaca and Guatemala, Oaxaca, that they come here to the United States to survive, then, okay, let's put them in prison, let's deport them, you know, let's kill them, like what's been happening in places like New York. So we've got to stop this madness, this hysteria against our Latino community. We've got to put a stop to it. And we're calling on all of these other people that we're going to support to come and join us to stop this madness, to get a legalization program, which has been the policy of the United States from day one. Every single immigrant group that came to the U.S. has been legalized at one time or the other. Okay, and this is not, we're not asking for anything different than what's ever been done before. And I like to remind people about the Marshall Plan. When we helped our enemies, Japan and Germany, we helped them so that they could become strong corporations, you know, Mitsubishi and Honda and Toyota and Sony. We helped make them strong, okay? And in Germany, Volkswagen. And that was with American tax dollars. Okay, we need to do the same thing with Latin America and not continue to exploit the resources of Latin America and then get mad at all of those people out there like the presidents that say, we don't want you to have our resources. We want our own resources for our own people. And so we, part of all of the immigration reform, you know, if we want to solve that problem, it means that we also have to solve our foreign policy issues and help those countries in Latin America grow and be strong on their own. So that's my story, and I'm sticking to it. I want to invite everybody to come, and if any of you have any friends in California, call them and tell them we still have tickets available at the Greek Theater in Los Angeles, August the 13th. We're going to be having an open air plaza with our different movements giving out literature, and then we're starting the concert at your time will be 8 o'clock in Michigan, 8 o'clock in Michigan, eight o'clock till 1 o'clock in the morning, or to midnight. So it's going to be a lot of fun. We want people to join, and then we're going to continue right there in Michigan. We're going to continue this organizing, and we're going to make a difference. And you know, the web stream is going to be also to Arizona, New Mexico, Texas, Salt Lake City, Utah, Miami, and New York City, okay? In addition to many cities here in California.
So it's going out all over the country.
Yeah, it's going out all over the country, right? I mean, this is a wake-up call for our community. This is a wake-up call. If we don't act now, you know, ¿cuándo lo vamos a hacer? It's either now or never.
Right.
So we can make a difference. We have important elections coming up in November, and so we've got to get really busy. So I want to thank all of you. Thank you. And I want to thank everybody that's going to be coming to the concert. We also want to thank all of the committee members that are out there helping us. Alva, and especially my brothers and sisters there from LACLA. We were just together in Las Vegas, Nevada at the LACLA convention in Las Vegas. And thank you all for supporting our organization. I forgot to mention what we do. We really hire and train organizers, send them into communities so the communities then can take on the issues in their communities. And, you know, because, they do things like bring in streetlights, bring in sidewalks and curbs. One of our communities brought in a swimming pool into the community. They built a gymnasium for their middle school children. We've got financial literacy programs. We started our first micro-lending program in the Central Valley for farm workers. And you can learn more about our organization at www.DoloresHuerta.org. www.DoloresHuerta.org. So anyway, y'all come, and I know we're going to have a good time. Thank you so much for everything.
Okay, that's all we have for right now. We're looking forward to a longer conversation with Dolores in the future. Again, I want to thank Dolores for taking time out of her very busy schedule to talk with us today about her organizing work through her foundation. You can get more information about the foundation at www.DoloresHuerta.org. Locally in the Lansing, East Lansing area, the Lansing for Cesar E. Chavez Committee and the Chicano Development Center will be hosting a party at UAW Local 602, 2510 West Michigan Avenue, where the concert will be shown. There is a $10 donation at the door, and the proceeds will go to the Dolores Huerta Foundation and to help further the work of the Chavez Committee here in Lansing. For more information about that event, please call 517-881-6505. Lastly, I want to give a special shout out to our producer and mix master, Louis Moreno, the man behind the curtain. My name is Ernesto Todd Morales, and this is another podcast of Radio Free Aslan, brought to you by the Chicano Development Center.
This monthly podcast is brought to you by the Chicano Development Center, a 501c3 nonprofit organization dedicated to education and political empowerment through grassroots coalition building. We believe in the indigenous sovereignty of the Chicano people in the United States, and that true social and political change begins with the people. Our style of low-intensity organizing endeavors to build intentional communities within greater communities. The motivating force behind low-intensity organizing is to constantly challenge the status quo as to the treatment and economic status, not only of Chicanos and other indigenous people, but of all oppressed people. At the Chicano Development Center, we believe that resistance begins with education, organization, and preparation. We believe that Raza must take action on a regular basis, not just in times of crisis.
Of the best.